You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.
Good morning. You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry. This is Dr. Marvin. I've got a big announcement for you. If you've listened to last week or the week before, you know that this is a special, special show for me today. And the reason why it's a special show, because all good things must come to an end. And today is the end of Let's Talk Dentistry. The last show. That's right, the last show. And I want you to listen to me for the last show. Just give me one last show to just harp in on my message through and through. My message is that God created us, human beings, Homo sapiens, to heal. And we, as humans, have free will to decide what goes on in our bodies. Now, we get to decide what goes in, and we get to decide what goes out. And we need to make smart choices on what goes on inside our bodies. Now, because I'm the dentist, I'm concerned about what's going on inside your mouth. And unfortunately, my colleagues, other dentists, are taught, like myself, we are all taught from the same schools, that the teeth are important, that we have to repair the teeth and we have to clean the gums. But what we're not taught is that what we do, from the procedures that we recommend, such as root canals, such as titanium implants, to the materials that we put in, such as mercury fillings, BPA fillings, metal nickel crowns, nickel orthodontics, polymethyl methacrylate dentures, partials, and the procedures that we do, like extracting teeth without cleaning out infections, or taking out perfectly good wisdom teeth, perfectly good bicuspids. All of this works against what my message is, which is don't mess up what God created. And God created our bodies to heal, and when we start introducing toxins, the bad stuff in our life, into our bodies, we need to make a conscious effort to remove it. We need to remove the bad stuff from our bodies and start giving ourselves the good stuff. Let me ask you this. What are you eating for breakfast? Is what you're eating right now, or what you ate for breakfast, or what you will eat for breakfast this morning, is it going to improve your health? If it's not going to improve your health, chances are it's going to decrease your health. In other words, move you into the direction of disease. If you want that direction, then feel free. But it's your choice on what you put inside your mouth. Because most of the time, what we put into our bodies are not the building blocks for our health. They're not the building blocks of our body. They're not what our body wants, and we're not giving to it. I used to just fill my stomach with anything that I can because I knew my stomach needed to be filled. But now I fill my stomach with stuff that my body wants, because that's what it needs in order to survive. God created that. The vitamins, nutrients, the proteins, the vegetables. I mean, you name it. We need to take control over what we eat, and that's what natural dentistry is all about. So my message to you, since this is the last time we're going to be together, at least on the radio, is take control and question of what other people's motives are. Do this. Remove the bad stuff from your body. It could be a mercury filling. It could be parasites. It could be toxins. Do a cleanse. I mean, there's so many things that you can do to remove the bad stuff. It's not all about eating properly, but it's all about detoxifying, because toxins are what a lot of diseases come from. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing what people do to their bodies. I walk around, my wife and I, we were at the grocery store, we were at Whole Foods, and even at like places like Whole Foods, which is supposed to be healthy, there's a lot of junk there. There's a lot of bad products, processed foods, lots of sugar in things. Even the gluten-free stuff and all those people that are going gluten-free. Yes, gluten probably is bad for you, but so are a lot of grains. A lot of grains are bad for you. Highly recommend the book Grain Brain. Very, 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 very popular book, and you definitely got to read that book, Grain Brain. Once you read that book, you're going to start looking at grains from a whole different perspective. And if you want to avoid, and I know a lot of people do, I want to avoid dementia or Alzheimer's when they get older, you got to start questioning what's the cause. And the American diet has gone full steam ahead with all these carbohydrates and breads and noodles. Start thinking about that. Okay, start thinking about that. So today is the last show. It's the third part of a series that I'm calling Everything About Natural Dentistry. And we talked about the relationship, what the difference is between holistic dentistry and traditional dentistry. We talked about the oral body or oral systemic or the dental systemic, or whatever you want to call it, a connection. It's a stronger connection than what you and most professionals believe. And so we talked a little bit about toothbrush and toothpaste and stuff like that. One other thing that I want to add was that, the technique you use is probably better than the products that you use. For instance, I'm not going to care too much about the toothpaste as long as it's a natural toothpaste, but the way that you brush is more important. And you use a brush that is effective and not causing more harm. Flossing. It's not all about getting between the teeth. It's about getting the plaque below your gum line. It's not about how often you do it, but it's how you do it. Okay? And it's like, what type of floss? I like a certain type of floss and not one that just glides over the plaque. Extremely important. When it comes to your breath, okay, what's the cause of bad breath? Now, most people believe, let's take a breath mint or let's swish with a mouthwash. Well, gums, mints, mouthwash, toothbrush, toothpaste, that's all a cover-up. It's all a Band-Aid. And that's not the type of dentistry that I want to recommend. I want to try to figure out the cause. Bad breath. What is the cause of bad breath? Well, the cause of bad breath is your overall health. If you toxify your overall body, it's kind of like if you've seen these big people out there, they eat all this bad food. Now, they not only have bad breath, but they have bad body odor. What do they sweat? Your skin is just one huge detoxification organ. And it's sweating out toxins because there's just so many toxins inside your body, and that's the odor. So when you have bad breath, it's a sign that your overall health is poor. And if you look at your tongue, go in front of the mirror, and you look at your tongue, you stick it out all the way. And when you stick it out all the way, if it's coated, meaning it's not pink, there's like a fuzz or a whiteness to it or yellow, then you probably have a systemic candida issue. Candida is a yeast that overgrows in your body, and it's in a lot of people. And so if that's the problem, then scraping your tongue is not going to be the solution because it's systemic. If it's a systemic problem, it involves a systemic solution. You may have to do some detox, remove the metals from your body, detox or chelate the mercury from your body, and then you have to cleanse. You have to starve the yeast that's in your body, and those cleanses are pretty difficult. So don't just cover things up, figure out the cause. A root cause of the problem is so much more important than just covering up the symptoms. And I went to I went to the doctors for my regular doctors. And a naturopath told me, and was like, the doctors, they're ordinary. You see, my daughter has difficulty hearing. And when we went to the naturopath, it's because she thinks it's a lot of earwax. So we decided to go to an ear, nose, and throat specialist. And, you know, I know ear, nose, and throat because my dad's an ear, nose, and throat doctor and a head and neck surgeon. And, you know, when we went into the office, and I don't know if you've been to a regular medical office, it really is ordinary. There's nothing special about regular medicine or regular dentistry. And what you're going to find out is that, you know, you are just a part of a system that is involved with keeping you from dying, but is not into you keeping you healthy. And that's the problem, is that our healthcare is part of sick care, not of healthcare. Because we can keep people alive, but as a whole, everything, corporations, doctors, insurance companies, the patients themselves, are all looking at it from the wrong perspective. Healthcare is about being healthy and making the right choices. So it's extremely important that you look at things, again, from the big picture. If you want to schedule a visit with me or Dr. Goddess before the end of the year, now is as good a time as ever. You want to call this number, 760-536-1199, 760-536-1199. The best time to call is right now. I'm going to give you free x-rays and half off the exam. I pretty much are giving you, you know, very good dental advice for $99. We're giving you free x-rays. We take half off our exam. We're going to spend an hour with you going over this and that for $99. This advice can save you thousands of dollars over the lifespan and all the heartaches. It's kind of like if you went to an attorney and you paid them for an hour's worth of their time, an hour's worth for advice for anything. It could be a case that, you know, a divorce, or it could be, you know, a lawsuit versus a company, or it's about your company, or it's about taxes, or it's about real estate, or it's about things. That hour's worth of time that you're getting from an expert may cost you $200 to $400 or $500. But what that's going to save you in peace of mind and knowing what to do is going to save you a lot of time, energy, and money. So for $99, which is my end of the series or end of the show special for today, for anybody who calls today, you're going to get an incredible deal. For $99, you get our recommendation, you get our opinion, you get our advice, and we're not going to hold back. We're not going to judge you. We're going to say, this is exactly what I would do if it were me. And that's the best. Our treatment is the best that we can do. It's the best that we can recommend. We're not going to talk about compromises from the start. We're going to talk about what's best for you. And it may surprise you. I surprised a lot of patients that look at our treatment plan and go, that's it? Wow, I thought it was going to be a lot more. So don't let the price get to you. You just need to get to the exam. All you need is $99, schedule an exam, x-rays, you get our advice, and then you get to decide if you want us to do it. But 9 times out of 10, people come to us because our recommendations, other dentists don't know what that means. They don't know what it is. They don't know what they're doing. So schedule a visit with us for $99, call today. I'm only going to extend this. I'm not going to give it to the first three callers. I'm going to give it to every caller today. Since this is the last show, this is the last time you're going to hear my silly voice talk about dentistry, because who else have you listened to that a dentist can talk about dentistry every week for 5-6 years straight? Almost nobody, okay? I did it. I'm doing it, and now it's coming to an end. And now let me remind people, the reason why I'm taking a break from dentistry is because I'm going to teach other dentists. In order to teach other dentists, I've established what's called the Academy of Natural Dentistry, where we're going to show other dentists how to do the dentistry that we do so we can help more people. You see, if in 1 hour, I could see one patient and do a procedure. If I teach 10 dentists, they can do 10 patients, okay, one patient each, and I've helped more people. To me, that's makes sense. That's scalability, because we have so many dentists that want this information. They want to do what I do. But the problem is that they live far. So I am going to have to figure out a way to train these dentists, because they're so excited and so willing, and they realize that what they're doing is not only harmful to them, but they can make a difference and help people's lives. That's right. We helped people's lives. We've cured cancer in people. We've cured thyroid issues. We've helped pain, neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, all the pains that you can say, headaches. I just adjusted some girl's bite. She's in her 30s, and she's had problems on the left side of her head. I adjusted her bite. That means grind down on certain teeth. You know, within seconds of me grinding on the teeth, the pain in the left side of her jaw and her head went away. I can't predict that type of work. I'm not making up this story. This is real life. Our bodies are constructed in a way. God created our bodies in a way to function properly. We just need help from dentists like me, from doctors like Dr. Bill Kellis and his gang over at the Center of Residence, and a lot of great doctors in this area, because health is so much more important than what people really, really take it for granted. So one topic that I want to get to, that I was interviewed this past week for an article that's going to be in a major magazine, and they're asking about oil pulling. Now, I haven't really talked too much about oil pulling, and if you haven't looked it up or know what it is, or you haven't started doing, you need to start doing it. It's called oil pulling, like the oil in your cooking oil, O-I-L. So what it is an old Ayurvedic, which is an Indian-style medicine. And what they've done is that they swish, or not gargle, but some people gargle, they swish with oil in their mouth. And I love talking about this, because it just adds to the definition of the oral and systemic health issues and the connections between oral health. Because people that oil pull, which means that they take vegetable oil, sesame oil, safflower oil, olive oil, coconut oil, suck oil in their mouth, left it in their mouth on an empty stomach. And what happens is that it pulls toxins. That's why it's called oil pulling. It pulls toxins from your mouth. It pulls it from the teeth. It pulls it from the gums and the underlying bone, which I'm a big bone guy. It pulls toxins from your mouth, and miraculous results occur. So what happens is it pulls toxins like bacteria, fungus, viruses, parasites from your mouth, and then you spit out the oil. And people have noticed migraines, increased energy, autoimmune problems. I mean, all the way up to cancers and dental problems, dental inflammation like gum inflammation, cavities, teeth whitening, infections in the body. All of these things, PMS, there's just a myriad of symptoms or diseases out there that have gone away because of oil pulling. So my recommendation is, if you've never done that, okay, is to go ahead and try it. Here's how you do it. You take about a tablespoon of coconut oil, you put it in your mouth, usually before breakfast. And what you do, while you're getting ready for breakfast, you're putting on your makeup, or take a shower, whatever you do in the morning before you eat. Put some coconut oil, leave it in your bedroom bathroom sink. Put some coconut oil and put like a tablespoon and put it in your mouth. And all you have to do is swish gently. Try not to swish hard, because it's hard to swish for 10 to 20 minutes. But you may start tasting some odd things going on in your mouth. That's the oil pulling away toxins and putting it into the oil. And if it tastes bad, go ahead and spit it out and put more oil in. But the more you do this, you are actually cleansing your body. You're detoxifying. It's an incredible, inexpensive. If you don't want to pay for the exam, go buy some coconut oil and put it in your mouth and pull that and see the results. And what you're going to find is that you're pulling out toxins, not only from your mouth, but over your whole body, because everything is connected. Toxins in your knee can go to your mouth and be sucked out by oil pulling, and that's incredible. And so it just clarifies, or it reaffirms my belief that the mouth is the center of health. And if you remove the toxins by oil pulling, then you know that the mouth is where it's at. And my friend Bill Kellis says that dentists could be your friends or it could be your enemies. And for me, I want to be your friend. I don't want to be your enemy. I want to be your friend. And unfortunately, your dentist could be your enemy and you don't even know it. He or she may not even know it. And so that's why we need to focus on the root cause of problems. That, my friends, is my last advice, my last recommendation. It's about oil pulling. And if it's one of those things where you want to do what's best for your body, if you want to detox, if you have a nagging issue that you don't know what the cause is, let's say you have inflammation in your body, it's causing arthritis, it's causing anything, Hashimoto's, which is a hypothyroid, an inflamed thyroid, whatever you do, it can't hurt. Go ahead and do the oil pulling. That's one thing that I can be very comfortable with all of my listeners out there that they can start doing today. Okay. How often do you do it? Well, you can't overdo it. So if you want to do it once a day, go ahead. If you only want to do it twice a week, go ahead, three times a week, but go ahead and try it. Just take a little bit of oil and put it in your mouth. So that's my last advice. I want to thank everybody, all of the producers of the show, all the helpers that made this show happen. I want to thank my wife, my children, who's been with me on this show a lot. I want to thank a lot of my business partners and my employees. I want to thank Dr. Goddess. I mean, I want to thank, Juan, James Darcy, Don Ewing, Bill Kellis, Adam Fogelman, Dave Nelson, Mark LeBeau, Mark Drucker. I mean, there are so many people out there that help make this show what it is. And I also, Heather Lloyd, incredible person, love her, great producer here. And what we're doing is changing people's lives. And in order for me to change more people's lives around the world, I'm going to devote my time in creating products to help the Academy to teach other dentists what I do. And hopefully you're not going to get mad at me. You're going to be happy for us because we're going to be helping more people. But I'm going to give you one last opportunity. If you want to be seen by me personally before I really call it quits in doing dentistry, then you need to come see me right now. So if you're a new patient, if you've never been seeing me before and you want to see me, you just try to put it off until you save enough money, don't save anymore. Just come right now. Take advantage of today's one and final promotion, limited to the first 3,000 people that call right now. 760-536-1199. We only have a limited amount of appointments for the end of the year because I'm not available all the time and I do want to see everybody, but I just don't have enough time because I give my all. I give everything to that patient that's in front of me. I make recommendations on what I would do if it were me. That's how I've done it in the past. That's how I do it today. And that's how I always do it. I'm not going to veer from it. God put me on this earth in order to do what I'm doing today and what I do for my patients. So what I am going to do now is teach other dentists to become more godlike, like Jesus, and do what they think is right. Common sense dentistry is what it's all about. Everything that I'm telling you is all about practical common sense. Do what's best for your body, and your body will reciprocate and do what's best for you. If you want good health, If you want a long, healthy life, you want to be with your family, if you want to praise God, if you want to do what you want to, if you want to do what you've always dreamed of, for your goals, your ambitions, if you want to be there for your family, then you need to make the right choices. You need to make decisions, and the decision today is to believe in natural dentistry, because it, to me, it's the right dentistry. It's what should be done. So I got a few seconds, but thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for all my listeners. I hope to see all of you soon in our office here in 2014. I'm Dr. Marvin, and this is the last time I'm saying it, but I'm out.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.